Yeoman City is going to have Breckenridge as part of a two-game week this week. They're not in a tournament. We'll have Newtown Harris and North Harrison that'll be coming up next week. That'll all be prior to the Yeoman City tournament that they'll be hosting. Adam Clark is the head basketball coach for the Yeoman City girls and did have a couple games at NCMC. I think we talked about the first one with Keatsville. We're going to have Hale in that second game, coach, and Hale wins 57-25. You know, at times they have been – you know, a pretty good basketball team, pretty competitive basketball team for other, in other years. I assume that they're reasonably competitive this year, too. What was your second game at NCMC like?
Well, you know, like you said, Hale, you know, they've been pretty competitive off and on, and they showed up and played some pretty good defense against us. You know, at times we struggled against the pressure, and they were getting some transition points off of it. But at the same time, I think we were having some difficulties figuring out how to score. I think we were shorthanded that night. We had only about five, maybe six girls that night, and so you know it was a challenge to handle the pressure and find opportunities to score that night.
All right. After that, though, Green City was last Tuesday. Came back from at least the New Year's break, and again from a game standpoint. You know, you didn't have too much time, you know, an unreasonable amount of time between games because you had, an early game at NCMC and then had a game the second week, too. And if you have that kind of a split, I think there's still some continuity. How important that is, I don't know, but you know, you didn't have a huge break, 2 or 3 weeks. Green City was a 64-44 win for Green City. But there, you know, you scored some points. And that I would guess that that's a step in the right direction.
Lines on offense of coming alive. We had some girls help us out there. Haley had an excellent night. I think she scored 27 that night. And you know we had Megan Cottrell and Hayes Wilson both stepped up and scored. We got Emily Brown to step up, knock down a bucket or two for us as well. So you know we had several girls being able to score. It was one of those games where you know they had. A lot of their girls chipping in some points for their team, and they had one girl that led them, and you know it was just they had various weapons they could use, and so it was a little difficult on us on defense to try and slow them down because they had so many opportunities to score through their offense, and you know I think it was one of those nights where we didn't rebound extremely well, and they took advantage of that as well. So, but you know, we did score some points, so that was encouraging. And we're just going to continue to work on that defense and see if we can slow some teams down.
Okay, and last night was Tri-County, or I should say, Tuesday night was Tri-County beat Tri-County, went 68-36, high water mark in terms of number of points that have been scored this year. And I don't know how consistent that your offense has been. It doesn't sound like you've been generally too displeased with the way that you've played for the most part defensively. And sometimes in games like the one against Tri-County, particularly one you know where you scored quite a few points, must have had a pretty good offensive night. I would think that if they could. If your team sees, particularly if they haven't played a ton of basketball, if they see something work the first time, you never know where that's going to go.
Yeah, and you know, Tri-County was one of those games where we had been working on some things defensively to give us a chance to put some pressure on them, and it worked for us. We were able to extend our defense a little bit without overextending and putting us in a bad situation. So, you know, we were able to give their ball handlers a little bit of pressure, and that turned into some transition points for us. But then, you know, what also worked for us in the offensive end was our size. We were able to use it to our advantage. You know, we had three girls in double digits that night, and Megan Cottrell shot well from the three-point line. That helped out, too, and that allowed Haley Burrows to either dribble, penetrate, and score, and she also hit some perimeter shots. So we had several girls step up and show some confidence that night, and it just kind of came together. We were able to play a pretty good game.
And you get an opportunity, maybe with the next two, to demonstrate maybe some of those things, too. I'm not exactly sure if the matchup is going to be similar to the one that apparently favored you against Tri-County. But, you know, in terms of caliber of teams, you know, I don't know if you're going to be, you know, at a competitive disadvantage with Breckenridge or probably Newtown Harris, which just means that, you know, if you play well, you're going to give yourself a chance.
Our next two games are going to create a unique situation for us. We're going to be without our leading scorer. Haley's going to be out of town for a couple games here, and so it's going to weigh on some girls to step up and see if they can fill some scoring shoes and some defensive shoes for us. We're going to need to just show some confidence without having our leader there that we've normally been having. So it's going to be interesting, but I still like our chances of our matchups in each of those games.
It's Adam Clark. He's the head basketball coach for Gilman City.